Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse Podcast with me,
Podula Clask,
with me, Robert Welsh,
and with me, James Welsh.
Hi James, how are you?
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me on yours.
Oh, of course, anytime.
How's the week been?
Oh, what is it? Tuesday. Well, since we recorded this podcast, you'll never guess what happened. Like, this is actually ridiculous, right? Yeah. So I live on like a green, like not a field, but there's a green, and on a nice day, kids will play on it, and like families will sit on it and stuff.
God.
And this one family was flying a kite. I didn't know people owned kites anymore.
No, I didn't
and
either.
I didn't know.
What's those things? Pheromones. No, what are they called? What are those things that you fly and people hate them? Pheromones. No. Drones.
Drones. Oh, my God.
All those pheromones.
Oh, pheromones everywhere. They were flying a kite and they let go of it and it ended up in our telephone poles, which is linked to our internet. Yeah. So, absolutely. I've been having, like, problems with the internet all week. Like, it's affecting my work. It's just, like, honestly.
This is why you shouldn't go outside.
This is why you shouldn't purchase a kite in the 21st century.
Can't you just play croquet?
Yes, can I do this croquet? Croquette or cricket?
Yeah, so other 15th century games. I guess a kite is, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
well, my week's been all right.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Mm. Oh, you know what I wanted to say to you, actually?
Ah!
Oh, sorry, I just got a notification. This is something, I always forgot to mention this. We did an episode not that long ago, was it last week or a week before, about hate comments and things like that.
Oh, I think it was last week.
Was it last week or the week before?
I can't remember.
People remember. Anyway.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention in that episode, I got a message from a random account, not a random account, but like anonymous...
Anonymous
account. That's how you say it. Anonymous. Yeah.
Anonymous.
And they didn't have like any pictures, nothing like that. I don't think anyway. And they apologized to me for leaving a hate comment on one of my videos. I must have blocked them on something.
Yeah.
And they were just writing to say they were sorry.
Oh, did you even know they were someone that left you a hate comment?
Well, no, because I mean, I must have encountered it, you know.
Yeah.
But
Listen, if you learn your lesson and you apologize, what more can one up?
Exactly. Sorry, this water is like, I put like a fizzy thing, you know, about those fizzy things I was talking about.
Oh, the fizzy cubes.
And it's leaving like this really sweet taste around my gums. Like, I don't want my gums to recede.
Would that
even
be
more.
Sugar?
Yeah. Sugar free.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
sweetness. Yeah,
we're mixing it up a bit. Oh, actually we're not really, because we always complain, but we're having a bit of a complaining moment this week, aren't we, James?
You need to ask what we need to talk about. What being, oh no, we're mixing it up.
Yeah, because we're mixing it up.
Yeah,
we just
ignore that.
This is the only part of a podcast we planned.
we actually organized. Sorry, let me just reply to that as if that didn't happen. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we're mixing it up.
This podcast is going to be about Just the things we don't like, things we hate, things that are not quite right in I guess in our lives, in the world, in the space.
It's just us whining.
So if you're ready to listen to, what, 32 minutes? No, I don't know how long that podcast usually are.
30 to 50 minutes of two adults complaining.
Exactly.
We're
mixing it up a bit this week. And I am asking, James, wait, I feel hi. Like... You, no, it was me. It was... James, hi. Mm. Is there anything you've been hating this week?
Oh, what an unplanned, on-the-spot question.
No one discusses.
To our podcast. Yeah, no one discusses. Let me turn around and look at my stash. Mm-hmm. Actually, let me tell you something. I hate myself right now.
Oh.
Let me tell you why. Not myself, but my habit of collecting things. You know, from a young, ripe age, I collected key rings.
You did.
I go through stages where I like something and I collect it and I have to have all of it. Like, I'm back to collecting Pokemon cards. I love Pop Toys. Yeah. I collect skincare.
Yeah.
I'm looking around my room and there is not an area where there is not skincare products. Honestly, mm-hmm. from here, I've got all my shelves there covered in skincare products. Like, I'm not complaining. I'm very lucky to even be able to pick from a library of products.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. James's, I guess, what do you call it? Your filming room? I call mine my filming room.
I'm in my studio.
Studio. Okay, yeah. That's probably a better name of filming room, isn't it? It sounds like a child.
Filming room.
Yeah. James's a studio. Is almost like a library set out where there's shelves of just skincare. Absolutely everywhere. And you go to something, you're like, oh, what's this? Thinking it's something different. And it's a box of skincare. There's something that looks slightly different and exciting. And you're like, oh,
that's more skincare. Yeah. But this is the thing. I cannot let go of any. I don't know what my problem is. I can't let go of anything. I'm hopefully moving house soon. And I gave like my neighbors who I walk the dogs with, I gave them all like personalized boxes of skincare. Thought, wow, what a clear out. And I come back. And nothing's moved. And I try to tidy my room and all I'm doing is moving skincare from one shelf to another shelf. It's on my windowsill. It's under my filming desk. It's everywhere. Like in London, it used to be so easy to get rid of stuff. It's
taking my life.
Because there used to be charities that would just come and collect unopened products, which is amazing. And, you know, you could send them off. But during COVID at the moment, I don't think many people are accepting this kind of stuff because, you know... COVID reasons, and I just can't bring myself to organize it or to go through stuff and think, right, I really don't need this, or this is out of date, or let's put this in the giveaway box. I have a giveaway box that whoever wins this, I'm gonna have to pay their shipping tax, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's gonna be ridiculous. Yeah. Like, it's insane.
Oh, maybe make that a Christmas special for yourself.
Robert.
Yes, James.
Listen, honey.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you've been hating?
Oh my goodness me, what a question to ask. Let me just check this box behind me. Do bear with me.
Okay.
I have a box. I'm shouting. Can you hear me?
I can hear you because remember you've still got your headphones on, so I can hear you perfectly well shouting in it. I love how this is like the only planned bit of the podcast that we have and you're not ready for it.
Please.
Well done.
One second, please. So this isn't really... I just screamed into my microphone. Sorry, one second.
You did. Well done.
It's exciting. So yeah, this isn't really a thing, right? So here's... Let me tell you a backstory, but not really a backstory. It won't take that long,
okay,
I promise.
This is just a quick segment of the podcast.
So listen, here's the deal. When I'm reviewing, okay. I do some videos where it's like a whole brand. No, it's not. A whole face of this brand, whatever.
Right.
And what I try to do is I try to match myself to a foundation online just by using their website, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So just
which,
to see
as
how...
an experienced makeup artist, it's not the most out of the question thing to do.
No, but let me tell you.
Oh,
and there are like services online. There's like a website, I think it's called like Foundation or Findation or something like that, which let me just tell you, first of all, is not that great because I used
Sounds
it recently
terrible.
To match myself up to, it basically has like a record of all these foundations from loads of different brands. So you can type in what you use now and then it will match you up to a foundation. Doesn't work. Doesn't, James, it doesn't work. I used it recently and got this foundation that was of a complete different opposite tone to me and really dark as well. So here's what I'm hating this week, James, if you really have to know, is...
Well...
is... I just choked on my tongue. That was going to be like a final destination thing. Is trying to match products or getting products online that are photographed in different lighting, which they will be, but when you get it, it's a completely different colour.
Yeah.
That's what annoys me.
Sure.
And that's the end of a podcast. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a quick one today.
Yeah. We hope you learned something.
No, you can, that must be infuriating.
Oh, James, I can't even begin to tell you. But it's fine because I can mix things together, but you know.
Yeah, sure.
Swig of my sugar water. Sorry about that, James.
That's okay.
So let's go.
God, you're a terrible host today.
You know what? I filmed a video earlier today and it is the biggest mess off a video. And I'm pretty sure I had a nose hair dangling out my nose that I forgot to pull out.
No.
Oh my God, it was awful. So we'll see how that is, trying to edit that and piece that together.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the subject then. So we've started on quite a negative. Start as you mean to go on, I believe.
Listen, this whole video is going to be negative. So if you're having a good day, turn this off. We don't want to hear about it.
We don't want to hear about it. No, we're glad you're having a good day.
Yeah, a good day.
Everyone deserves a good day. So we wanted to talk about things that... not that we don't like necessarily, but maybe things that bother us slightly, things that are like a little bit like, you know?
We just want to complain about shit. I feel like it's good to have like a good moan sometimes. Mm. You know, like it's good to have a good cry at like a film and it's good to just have it. Sometimes it's just good to have a good moan. And after this, I'll go back to my very privileged life.
Sometimes you just need to break
down. That makes
down
sound like a
crying.
Disney princess.
Yeah. James is going back to Moldova where he's going. Yes.
Andalasia.
Yeah, where he is a, just found out he's a princess. So
yeah.
That's good.
And what's her name is my mum. She seems to be there. Julie Walters. No, what's she called?
Yeah. Julie Walters.
Julie Andrews.
Right? Julie Andrews, that's it. Who's Julie Walters?
I don't, the other one.
Yeah, that's true.
The other Julie.
So let me start off by, I guess we're just sharing our opinions on things about things that I guess have slightly rubbed us the wrong way this week.
Okay.
Let me give you an ask.
Okay, sure.
So how do you feel? I'm sure you know this about the skincare world as well, because Alicia Keys recently said she was bringing out a skincare brand in partner with
Fine.
Elf. Right.
Fine.
Recently, Lauren Conrad, famous for The Hills, and that's it, has recently bought out a makeup brand. An influencer.
No, listen, sorry,
wait,
have to stop you there.
No,
Lauren Conrad.
Wait
hang
one
on.
Second. Okay, go on.
Go on. No. Lauren Conrad has done many other things since then.
Oh,
she
okay,
is
fine.
An icon.
No, she is.
Her.
Okay, I think you're going to say something else. Okay. No, she's fine.
Don't you dare.
And an influencer recently was like, she has no business bringing out a beauty brand. They did apologize for that since. How do you feel about that situation, James?
An influencer saying that Alicia Keys had no business.
No, just anyone. Anyone who isn't necessarily known for being a beauty influencer, makeup artist, a skincare doctor. How do you feel about people like that? Like, say like, in 2 months' time, Meghan Markle... No, I would buy that.
I would buy anything Meghan Markle was selling.
Yeah, right? Who's someone that isn't linked to...
Jennifer Lopez is coming out with skincare.
Sure, let's use that as an example, because she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she is. So here's my thing. I've had enough of non-stop skincare lines coming out. Like, we have enough. We have enough. If a celebrity or an influencer is partnering with a brand, absolutely, because that skincare line is going to be bringing out non-stop stuff anyway. Do you mean so? Right. Alicia Keys in collaboration with Elf. Lovely. I love her. Lauren Conrad, you know, she has her own thing going. She's got this whole lifestyle thing going on. And she's not like big enough celebrity really for it to be like, oh my God, another skincare line. Because she has a particular cult following and a particular audience, I feel. That skincare and makeup, whatever, is going to be very targeted towards them. Here's my thing. I do not care about the next celebrity skincare brand. I was interested in Fenty Skin because I heard rumors of it for the longest time.
Yeah.
As far as them not having any place doing it, influencers have no place launching anything. If an influencer is to say that they have, this celebrity has no business bringing up out skincare or makeup, yet they have their own collection with a brand or their own collection, technically they also have no business.
Yeah.
Unless they are a makeup artist by profession and by trade, which they are not. They are a makeup or skincare influencer.
Right, right.
They have no business telling people what business they have. That's and what business true. They do not.
Yeah.
And just because they got a certain following, following doesn't equal knowledge or power, unfortunately, in my opinion. Right. I couldn't give a shit.
No, this is a reason why people are like, they get a little bit like, but I have more followers, I do this. So let's take James Charles, for example. He is very good at doing his own makeup. He can do his makeup style on other people. Mm-hmm. But to be like, okay, I can come out with a makeup thing, but this person can't. Your profession is an influencer. So you could technically, like you have, release clothing, makeup, skincare, hair. No one would bat an eyelid. Shoes. Mm-hmm. You can do anything being an influencer. So just because you don't you have all these followers, Lauren Conrad has a following. So Lauren why Conn can't she release something? As an influencer, I feel like a lot of the time you are selling a lifestyle. Like, yeah, your main thing might be makeup, your main thing might be skincare. But say, for example, my main thing is makeup. What if I wanted to come out with a range of rings? You know what I mean? And then some jeweler will be like, Robert has no, they're not that petty, so they won't. But it'll be like, Robert has no right. Who decides that? It's an this open market. Well. You can do whatever you want. Yeah. Beyonce had no, you know, not right, but what's the word? No, what words did he use? I guess right. To release clothing. But like, you know, because she's a singer.
And
she's great.
Exactly.
I feel like if you have a following and people like you, you can release anything. What if I want to release a range of light bulbs?
I mean...
Stop me from releasing light bulbs.
This is the thing, though, as well, is like people are like, all celebrities do, and I've mentioned this before because it's how it works, is all celebrities do is work with a team. You know, the team does all the work. They say what colour packaging they like. They test the products and say whether they like it or not. Mm-hmm. Then they put their name on it and they might help, you know, with the colour of the cream.
Yeah.
Or the, you know.
Yeah.
And then people like have a go at celebrities for doing that. Then what the fuck do influencers do? They go to Morphe, they select colours that they like, they try them, they might try the formula, but it's usually a formula that's already used within Morphe or whatever makeup brand.
Or they just spend a little bit more extra money on their basic line. What's it called when you go and... private label.
It's the same thing. This is like just an entitlement thing that a lot of influencers, I feel, have. And not everyone, that's not to say all influencers are entitled.
No, not at all.
You get a lot of people that are like, so I did a job with some, not a job, it was a little freebie, and what happened? I asked this person if I could interview them, and they were like, sure. And they were like, do you want this? So we kind of like exchanged, and I managed to get a bit of work from this. And they were telling me that they've worked with influencers before who were given this free thing, and they weren't expected to, it was a gifted item, right? It was a gifted service, and they were demanding all this stuff. And apparently one girl had said to this person who gifted me this item, well, I've got this many followers, you know, my videos get this, you should be happy I'm here, you should be giving me this, you should be giving me that. And it's like, who the actual fuck do these people think they are? Like, I'm no offense to ourselves or influencers who work so, so hard to get the numbers and the following that they do. We are internet personalities, and there is a million of us. There are so many of us. Like, it's not like you're a celebrity who the whole world knows. And the thing, this sounds so obvious, but you know, I'm nearly on a million subscribers, and people who I meet like all the time are like, oh, do you ever get recognized? And it's like, no, because I'm not a celebrity. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have a very particular target audience, like a group of people that follow me, and if I'm in London, I might bump into a couple of people, you know, we get so many amazing comments online, and you know, the people that do follow us and interact with us are amazing, and like, you know, some of them I consider friends because I talk to them every day. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like for a lot of people that can go to their head, and then they think, you know, these are my fans. That's one thing that annoys me. Not to go off on a tangent, but you know,
no, that's what this episode is about, James.
That's what it is. Complaining. But like, oh, you know, all my fans want this, my fans want that. We aren't celebrities. There's one Angelina Jolie who is recognized around the world, right?
Right.
There's what, like, how many makeup YouTubers?
Oh, so
who
many.
Are on a million plus.
Countless.
So
countless.
Many.
How and many, you discover, you yeah. discover like a new, you can literally discover a new beauty guru every day
every
that is on like 3
day.
Million subscribers who you've never known mm-hmm. before. Because
exactly.
in reality, a million, although it's a great, great, amazing milestone, in the world of YouTube and in the world of whatever, it's actually not that much.
It's
like
not.
I was,
I was speaking to
our manager the other day, and I said, we were talking about something. I can't remember how we got onto it, but I was like, I'm very realistic in thinking 500,000 is a lot of people for me, for myself as an individual. I love having that yeah. big amount for me. Is it comparable to somebody with a million and a half, whatever that is in real numbers, 2 million.
Where is that gone? I don't know. What
1 million
is,
500,000.
500,000.
1,000,050. But yeah. But in and you think about as marketing and companies, who, you know, who would they rather invest in, and do they really need, if they have millions of followers, do they really need someone with 500? Do you know what I mean? And it's, you can't let numbers like that go to your head. And then what makes you the authority on what you're doing to be like,
just because you have a big following?
Right, this person who was a celebrity way before me, who knows how it works being an actual celebrity and not an influencer, just because you get like paparazzi'd, do you know what I mean? Because, you know, because people might want to buy your picture, it doesn't mean that you're the authority on something because you have more followers. It doesn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah. This is the thing as well, is we're influencers. We're not voices of authority. I mean, it's different when, obviously, you're a professional makeup artist. You have a voice of authority on makeup because it was your professional job, and it's something that, you know, you were paid to do. But just because you are an influencer under this category, it doesn't make you a professional.
Right.
And that's what's very, very different from an influencer, even to like a celebrity or a, you know, a professional, whatever,
if that
makes sense.
Yeah.
But then even if a million was such a huge number, which it is, it's insane. If you think about a million people, that fills, you know, more than a couple of like the O2 Arena,
right,
you know, whatever.
Right.
It's a lot of people, but that does not warrant you being an absolute dick to people who have been in this industry for a long time, well-respected singers, actors, whoever
exactly.
it may be.
Yeah.
I think that you have a right to say what other people have a right to do.
Right, exactly.
Like, who the actual fuck are you? If we said something like that and it came on the internet and mum saw it, she'd be livid.
Oh my God.
She'd tell us off, you know, like, yeah. You've got to remember, like, you're, and these people are so young as well. It's funny because, like, you're looking at all these younger people.
I think there should be an age cap on when you start being allowed to be an influencer.
25 plus.
Right, you can't have this develop. I think I've said this before, and it's, well, God, we must talk about hating people a lot. You can't have this mind development of thinking about who you are. Your mind is still going. What was I watching? Oh, Jen Loves Reviews. I was watching, she was talking about James Charles on one of her live sessions.
Oh yeah.
And they were saying there's some part of your brain, I think it's the frontal lobe, doesn't stop, or it starts developing, or doesn't stop, correct me if it, whatever one, until you're like 22 or 25, I can't remember what, in your 20s basically. So these people who are 17, 18, 19, getting this huge ego boost at an age where you're like, am I good? Mm. Am I great? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit, I think it's dangerous. It's so dangerous.
This is why they not need to stop moving these TikTok kids, these
into
YouTube
houses.
Kids into fucking mansions.
Get out of
together.
Houses.
And then out of those, these massive dramas come out of them. And usually, you know, then people are getting cancelled because of it. And the effect that must have on such a young person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is why you and me often sound so cynical about what we do.
Wait,
and
what
I sometimes
mean?
Feel
what
like we sound mean? Cynical. It means, oh, don't ask me that. I mean, like, you know, we sound like, oh, oh. We're doing this and we don't like it, and you know what I mean.
Oh,
like,
okay. I thought you meant don't ask me that was the explanation.
Oh no. I'm not quite sure what the explanation was. But
you know,
I think
why
it's we're older.
Yeah, but you
we're
know
older
why
and
as
like
well, it gives that impression of. I remember when I was doing a video with Judy D, and we were talking about it, and I said to her, I was like, "Do you ever tell people when they ask you what your job is? Do you ever tell them you're a YouTuber?" And she was like, "No, never, never." And why would you? Because it sounds. When you think of a YouTuber, think in your mind, I instantly go to some douchebag 22-year-old who lives in a mansion, who like does videos like, I'm going to fill my bath with jelly. Do you know, things like that. And it's like, that's not funny.
And then they release a music video.
Right.
But this is the thing as well. It's like a lot of people, like, I honestly can't wait to reach a million. I think it's going to be an amazing milestone.
Oh, it'll be amazing. Honestly,
like,
yeah.
So beyond grateful for, like, everyone that follows me. And literally, absolutely. This is another thing as well. Is we're at an age where I think we understand that our subscribers are our literal bosses. Do you know what I mean? Like, if
100%.
If they're 100%. Not watching us, if they're not interacting with us, we've got no job. And that's what literally. I think, like, literally.
And
though,
this is,
like,
the thing, these people get into this mindset of, like, I have loads of followers because I'm me, which is kind of true, but also your followers
are the ones following you.
Yeah, and quite literally making you money. They're the reason you are in a house full of other 18-year-old annoying people.
And it's different with celebrities because, you know, they can go through this whole, you know, any kind of, like, not conspiracy, what's it called? They can have, like, a big, what's the word? You know, like, say an actor says something racist. Scandal. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter because studios are still going to pay them.
Right.
You know, they're still going to get royalties, all that kind of stuff. And the fact that, you know, people can cancel people overnight.
Yeah.
Online just shows, honestly, the power that subscribers, followers, whatever platform you're on, 100%, actually have.
100%.
But this is one thing as well. I think, like, when it comes to our age and being an influencer online, you know, I think both of us only started in this full time in our 30s. Mm-hmm. So I think we can kind of see it for what it really is. We understand that our job is a little bit misunderstood, especially with people in our certain age group.
Absolutely.
But also people are like, oh, can't, you know, you deserve millions and millions and millions. It's like, well, actually, I'm really comfortable where I am right now. Do you know what I mean?
The thought of having millions and millions actually is petrifying.
It terrifies me. Like, I think, like, a million is, like, 600,000. I was so happy. Like,
I
tweeted this before, and I'm like, always say I'm so grateful for all the support. And, you know, people saying, like, race to 1 million. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. But also, I just want a mortgage. You know?
Yeah.
I literally just want to get my house. And not that I'm going to quit after that. And I'm so grateful to everyone that has helped me with that. But my goal as a influencer isn't to reach millions and millions of subscribers. That's an amazing bonus. But see it like a standard job.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's almost like a childhood goal. Like, you want to be a child and, like, I want to be as famous as I can be, and I want to make loads of money, and I want loads of free things, and I want loads of people to follow me. And it's like, of course, that might be what you want when you're, like, 17 and you think it's going to be great. But
then it's the whole thing as well, isn't it? Like, big followers doesn't necessarily mean success. That's not what
absolutely.
It is. Like, you see people on, like, 2 million subscribers who are getting less views than us, for example.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't necessarily mean, but that doesn't mean that they're not successful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? As well, like, they're, you know, they've got a good following, they're getting good views, they're probably making good money. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, and I think, like, one thing that, I think what I'm complaining about here really is, like, the focus, which we talked about very briefly in our last video, is on, like, followers and how that's, like, a huge deal, especially to the younger generation, and how having this massive following is going to mean you go to LA and you get put in a big house and you could sell merch with your face on it. But then are we just being old and being
maybe,
like,
we are just,
like,
being old.
Like, we don't get the younger generation.
I don't,
like,
understand TikTok.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, like our parents, like, why are you always on The Sims? Who's this Britney Spears?
Why are you killing this family on The Sims? Why are you drowning that child?
Why is that rug so close to the fireplace? I don't feel sorry for the younger generation, because I feel let's go on a positive really quick. One thing I've learned since being on TikTok is I've given TikTok such a bad time for being like, oh my god, it's like people doing dances and it's literally you scroll through these videos and it's like all these preteens just dancing to the same fucking song. And it's like there's no variation on this app whatsoever. But the more you're on it, like, you know, that's what TikTok gives you. The more you're on it, like, there's some amazing, like, horror profiles on there.
There's
like
some great stuff in there. Oh my god, me and Craig watch it at night before bed. And there's some, the stuff we get in there is more like comedy stuff, but it's to be most hilarious. Yeah. Have you seen that woman who cooks? I can't remember what her name is.
The American one.
Yeah. And she always had garlic and black pepper to stuff. No, not her. No, oh no, this woman's actually good. Oh, she's so relaxing to watch. It's so nice. No, not that woman who purposely makes things horrible.
Oh god, I love her though. But no, the stuff I've seen on TikTok, like, I feel like that generation, they're going to be fine.
Oh, like, that'd be
fine. The way they're using, like, their profiles to talk about voting and mm-hmm. whichever way they're going to vote. Do you know what I mean? Like, although we may have our political preferences, whatever way they're going to vote, they're talking about, they're saying everyone needs to vote.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they're encouraging people to vote, for example. Like when the Black Lives Matter movement started up massively this year, and thankfully there's still so much evidence right. of that on TikTok and even Instagram.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, people are still sticking with it, especially that generation. It's good to see that kind of stuff on TikTok. But then to bring it back down again, I really fucking hate TikTok.
I really hate TikTok.
I'm like on it, and I post like 3 videos, and I'm like, I've done something wrong in every single one of these videos, and I'll do something and then it won't work. I'm like, why didn't that work? And then I feel really, really super fucking old.
Oh my God. It makes me feel so old. Using TikTok, or like when I was on live on YouTube the other day, and I had my camera focus square on the screen. It's like, how do I get this off? And it made me feel like a million years old.
I know.
But maybe, yeah, maybe we are just getting old and complaining about things.
That's like this whole thing. And you hear yourself saying stuff that your parents said to you when you were trying to watch Top of the Pops, you know? Like,
but weren't they right?
They were. We put on, like, whenever we go anywhere, like take Bree to the groomers or out for lunch, wherever, put Radio 1 on, and we're like, this song's been repeated 5 times. It all sounds the same. Music nowadays is crap. And then I get a flashback to you and me, like, on the floor,
yeah.
watching Top of the Pops, yeah. watching TLC, No Scrubs,
yeah.
and Dad being like, what is this shit? And we're like, you don't know music because yeah. you're old. And then I'm like, oh my God. Like, that's us now.
It is so us now. But I wonder why that happens. I wonder why you get to a certain age and just hit a wall of like, no, my life is stopping. Not stopping, but my everything everything I know and accept stops right here. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, like nothing new can be introduced right now. You suddenly don't understand anything that's been released the day after.
Right, exactly. Your computer the next day looks like a completely different machine.
Yeah, yeah. You're asking where the dial up is.
What does option mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you were going to have a midlife crisis, what would yeah. you do?
If money was an unlimited thing?
Yeah, let's say it doesn't matter.
I would build an old Western town.
But like just like a prop town.
Yeah.
It's like so, like the saloon's real, but then like the
it won't just yeah. But it'll be like a whole building. There might not be anything yeah. inside. And then I'll build a haunted mansion on the end, Disneyland Paris style. And then have like that will go and stay there at Halloween, and then my house will be down the other end. And I'll live on a prairie. Oh. Okay. That's my midlife crisis.
What would you do with the Western town though? Like, what are you gonna do? Walk around in a dress and be like,
I'm gonna go, don't fight over me in the middle of the street wearing a
yeah, no one's there.
I'll occasionally throw bottles at a wall in a saloon yeah. and that music we're playing.
Yeah. Saloon music.
Not because so I like that time period. A Western town.
Yeah. with a haunted mansion at the end of it.
On a massive hill.
On a massive hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was just going to say, like, shave off my hair, but that's fine.
But you said money is no object. Why, like, I have all this money? I'll just shave off my hair.
If money is no object, I would get a plane, a private plane, I'll paint it black, and then I'd put loads of stickers on it, and then fly around in that everywhere.
Like for fuzzy stickers, the scratch and sniff.
Yeah, like scratch and sniff, like fuzzy smiley faces and bears and stuff.
What a ridiculous idea.
I know. No, you're right, your one's better.
Yeah, you need a saloon.
Yeah. That's what I meant, that's what I meant. I'll come to your western area and put stickers on your saloon.
Yeah. But what are these future gizmos?
And I'll be wearing the same blouse as you.
Yeah. And our names can only be colours, like red.
Why?
That's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, is it?
I don't know.
I swear everyone's like a colour. Like, who's that gal? And they'll be like, oh, that's red. Her name's red.
Is that from something? I don't know. I feel like you got that wrong, though.
No, I definitely got 100%. Like the old, like, sex workers were named after colours, I reckon.
They're like ruby and stuff like that, no?
That's a colour.
I don't know. It's not. Is it?
Get orange here.
Boo. For health and safety reasons, I'm going to say that's wrong.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Safety.
Robert, what brand do you hate for no reason?
I have a thing against for no reason. Oh my god, who is it? Okay, have to say, I'm not going to say the name of this brand.
Okay, yeah.
There's a brand I despise because, well, they're not well known at all, because the person who made this brand has purchased all the products from AliExpress or Alibaba, and I watched, like, them talking about the palette and how it was. And listen, it's okay, private label, whatever. But they sat there on, like, an Instagram Live and was like, I worked so hard making this formula. I was like, no, you didn't. You ordered it from the internet and put it in the palette and got your artwork sent to this place so they can print it for you. And they're selling these things. And also, they made, like, liquid eyeshadows. They didn't make them, of course, they ordered them. And they have stickers on the bottom, and it's like number 11, number 3, in no order, like sporadic numbers. And you can literally go to Alibaba and type in cream eyeshadows, and they come up with the exact same stickers underneath colour. And it's like, don't try and fool people. People are really into makeup at the moment. Don't take advantage of that. Don't take away people's money for some crappy... They're not safe. Those products aren't really safe.
No, I was about to say, you have to be careful.
That. Exactly.
I was reading a report the other day about counterfeit products on Amazon, eBay and Wish.
Yeah.
And it's honestly, there's no real way for these websites at the moment to catch these, don't mean to,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
you know. And a lot of these pages will have like a verified badge, or they have verified customer review,
right?
And none of that means anything,
right?
And it's dangerous. Like, I think The Ordinary, for example, people sell so many counterfeit products of The Ordinary on Amazon, and it's really, really dangerous because, you know, you don't know what you're putting on your face.
This is why I don't like it when people, unless that brand has a shop on Amazon, I don't like it when people buy their products from Amazon or eBay. I think it's really dangerous, especially Wish and things like that. I think it's awful.
I can't believe people still use eBay.
There was a guy, I saw a story about a guy who bought teeth bleach, whitening strips, Crest ones, they weren't real Crest.
Yes.
And from eBay, and got a hole in his jaw, like from like under your tongue going through to his chin.
Outwards.
A hole, and it's it doesn't heal. That's awful. Is there a brand you hate right now for no reason?
No, not really. I think I just have this real thing at the moment with brands coming out with constantly the same shit as other brands.
Yeah, give it a rest.
We don't need a million hyaluronic acid serums. We don't need another niacinamide serum. We don't need like another fucking, you know.
You know what happened boring. Recently talking about that? I got sent some a collection from Kiko, who do great products. Not very, they've gone really downhill in terms of inclusivity. Like, I was talking to someone the other day, And she sent me a video of their powder selection in one of their limited collections, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen. And they never used to be like that. But they sent me something, and it was their summer collection. And in my head, I was like, okay, I know exactly what's going to be in here. There's going to be a baked bronzer that smells like this. There's going to be this product, this packaging. The packaging is all the same, always. Every single summer, it's exactly the same packaging, same baked products. Same, like, they're good products, don't get me wrong. They work really, really well, and they're really affordable. But change it up. Change it up. We don't need the same thing every single year.
Yeah.
And, like, again, with that brand, I don't know, Norvina, I can't stand that brand, because they release a palette every single week, it seems like, of, I think I've taken a break. And it's a bunch of browns with the occasional pop of colour. And it's how many browns do you want your supporters to own? Like, this one palette has, like, two pinks, two yellows, a green. It's just, it's just awful. It's like, stop, give us something different.
It's just, like, the more popular, like, skincare and makeup has become, like, the more trends there seems to be within it. And, like, single ingredient products, well, the idea of single ingredient products seems to be such a huge thing in skincare that I'm just bored of now. Like,
people are just pushing niacinamide.
It's like, and I'm so, like, bored of it. Even as someone who loves, I will try anything. Like, give me a skincare product, be like, oh cool, I love skincare, I'll try it all, whatever. Yeah. I'm getting bored of it now. Mm-hmm. Not skincare, I love skincare, but just like, I guess I'm waiting for something, the next trend, I guess.
You know what?
Sorry, the sick bubble in my throat.
This is a thing as well. James was just stick out his nose.
Sorry, everyone.
I remember end of last year, we were talking about, I was on a podcast on a BBC, and we were talking about trends coming up for next year and how it was going to be all about natural. Everyone's going to bring out neutral palettes, natural skincare. We were going back, not natural skincare, you like talking about skincare, more about natural finish, everything. But it seems like the trend was that every single person was going to jump on the trend and bring out their own product for it, which I think is something we miss, this kind of influx of people bringing out brands, which again I don't think is wrong, but I don't know, it's a bit boring now, isn't it?
It's just a bit boring. I just feel like it's so oversaturated. Like, if I was going to bring anything out, it wouldn't be skincare products.
No,
because we don't need anymore. No. I'd maybe bring out some accessories or something that I don't feel like a lot of people are using, but like, we just don't need anything else when there's already so many amazing products and you know, so many things on the shelf. But I don't know.
God, you know what would be great? I think, right, if a brand came out that was really simple and really basic, right, say it's skincare, and it was just a clear bottle with a plain lid, and on it it just said, toner.
Mood you do that.
And it was basic as fuck, yeah, but they have like loads of different languages, so everyone can read it on the back.
Oh, you mean just really, you just want nothing?
Nothing. And the website was just pure plain. It was like, this tone is good for you because of this. And it was all just really basic. And then it came with an eyeshadow palette. But I was like,
how would people know their ingredients?
Here's a row of colour. Everyone needs to stop worrying about what they're putting in their face. I'm joking. Maybe from a trusted brand.
Yeah.
But maybe it's like, let's just erase everything and start again. Like the Bible foretold.
Yes, as...
It says in the Bible, for the skincare and makeup will be cleansed.
Yeah. For erase everything.
Yes. For he erase everything.
And launched a toner. You have some really good ideas on this.
Yeah. Oh, and the brand could be called Jesus Water. I don't know if that would go down very well with people.
That's pretty blasphemous. Did I tell you?
Listen, though. Listen. So when I was in Florida, we were in a hotel, and I remember it was really late. I think we just got back from like an event or something, and we turned on the TV. It must have been 2 o'clock in the morning. They were selling Jesus Water.
I remember that they got into a lot of trouble.
Did they really? Oh my god, what the hell? And it was like, I can't remember what they said. I think they said it was blessed or something like this. I can't. It was so unbelievable. But you know, there's gonna be people out there falling for it. Also, as well, I was watching something, and an advert came up, and it was an advert for I think they were called like Buddha bracelets. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This woman was sitting and she went back in this time. My life was a misery. Everything bad that could happen to anyone was happening to her. I was on drugs. My child died. Then my dad died. Then my mum died. Then I died. And my house caught on fire. Then this kind of stuff. And then she was like, and then I found this bracelet and I put it on. And then I became a millionaire. And then my house rebuilt itself. And then all this other stuff. And then she was like, and then I lost it. And then this person died and I
it
lost
all
my job.
Again.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And then she bought one online and she was like, I found him and now I'm a millionaire again. I'm like, this is the most blatant thing ever. And they were literally like, if you want to be successful, buy this bracelet, which I'm pretty sure is against FTC like guidelines.
Probably.
But
you know
awful.
What, if you think all that is, like, I wouldn't not believe her if she wasn't obviously a paid actress on an advert. But it's just, like, the power of suggestion,
Wait,
isn't
you
it?
Wouldn't
like
believe her if she told you that her house burned down and then she got a bracelet
Listen,
and it
if she came
herself.
Up to me in real life and said, look, I'm wearing this bracelet and it's brought me so much luck, I wouldn't think it's a lucky bracelet. I would think, well, you are thinking within yourself that my life is from now on going to be positive, therefore it is going to be positive.
Yeah.
Because that's what you truly believe is going on. I believe in that. I don't believe in, like, oh, this bracelet's been blessed and now all my family's coming back to life. What are we talking about? I'm so confused.
That would be necromancy, wouldn't it?
Necromancy.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I wouldn't believe that. But I do believe that if someone was like, here's a bracelet and it's made out of this gemstone and it's your birthstone and I've actually held it under a waterfall, I'd be like, oh, fine, yeah, I'll take that. I'll wear that. If it clears my blood or whatever stones I had to do.
It's my blood. Oh, can I completely sway the topic and just talk about a product that's really pissing me off? Hang on.
No. Well, yeah, that's not completely swaying the topic at all, James.
Oh, no, it's not. But let me...
It's a free-for-all. Everyone just shout along with us.
Yeah.
Everyone
at
just
the
talk
end of this, we'll
us.
Give you a blank 1 minute to
shout
about
what's
pissing
you off. Yeah, there'll be a bell, and
then
you have a minute.
Yeah, we'll just make agreeing noises like, oh, no.
Oh, God.
Okay, so this... I'm confused.
Yeah.
This is the e.l.f. Water Droplet Balm.
Oh.
Right. So it's got some interesting ingredients in. It's got a lot of fragrant ingredients in, which I'm usually absolutely fine with. But a lot of these are unnecessary. Like, there's no need for any of this. And I'm just looking at the ingredients and I don't really know what it is. But I really like it and I don't want to like it.
A lot of people have liked it. I've seen a lot of stuff about the e.l.f. Like a new
have
skincare
you seen
line
what
on
it?
It
does.
No.
Yeah. Right, so you see how it's like a balm?
No, it looks like you've got the cover.
It's so bleached out.
Cover the cup it like this. You frozen. Technology, huh?
Can you see it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you see water droplets on this balm?
No.
So look, hang on, I don't know if you can see it, but you go to get it, and it literally just turns into water.
Oh, cute. Oh, I like that.
But it's weird, and it's so nice on the skin, but I'm looking at it and like, I don't know what this is, and I shouldn't like this because it's... got like so many, it's not even just fragrance, it's got essential oils in as well. I don't mind fragrance for my skin, but essential oils not so much. My skin seems to have a bit of trouble with some of them, but I don't know, it's pissing me off.
James, I'm so sorry you're experiencing that.
No, I'm livid. Please,
fast. You know what else is annoying?
Go on then.
MLM companies have been creeping into my inbox a lot recently.
No.
I've had Avon. I've had some lash company I've never heard of. I've heard of Tropic. So all these companies, it's like, have you ever... No, here's what it is. It's people ask me if I've ever tried it and saying I should review it. And then I go to their profile and they sell it. And then I go to their website and it's like, become part of our team. Then I Google, is this brand an MLM? And they're like, yes. So...
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
I feel like there's so many of them around at the moment.
It's just awful. We'll be doing an episode on that, actually. So we'll save that for another time. But how long have we been complaining for?
I don't know, but I'm burnt out.
sorry, apologies to Marcus, who's going to have to edit this. Maybe do it in the evening, so you end your day on a low.
On a really bad note.
Yeah, instead of starting your day off like that.
Mm.
Just a suggestion, but I mean, it's too late because you might have already started.
Do what you want. We don't care.
We don't care.
We don't care.
No one understands us.
Yeah, we're old. We don't do the TikToks.
We don't do the TikToks. We just about do the computers.
Yeah,
we can't even edit our own podcast.
Weeds. Yeah, can't even edit our own podcast. Oh, God, life is so hard.
Yeah, life
Robert,
is hard.
What's one thing?
that you're really grateful for.
James, what really a nice love. James, what a nice yeah. way to end this podcast.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm very thankful that autumn is coming in. And you know what I'm really thankful for? International what? Shipping. We have just placed a Bath and Body Works order through this company that may get it for you. Because we don't
but
have
you've
it
done
in
it
UK.
Already.
Yes, yeah, sorry, you were taking too long. We don't
Do you get
it
to my address.
No, it's gone to a different one. It's a company that do it, especially. you were taking way too long, and it would have taken ages to decide. Anyway, there's so many deals
true.
On there.
True.
Hashtag
true.
Not spawn. I'm just thankful for that.
Wow, that's something really life-changing to be thankful for.
And that autumn's coming and we can experience all these seasons that, you know, yeah. Mother Nature's
you know
given
what?
Us.
You know, this season coming up now is our season.
Yeah.
This is where we thrive.
Yeah.
This is where, you know, our deliveries come super quick.
Super quick.
Super quick. there isn't people everywhere having fun
right.
in front
oh
of us.
Oh my God, yeah. I can
Kids
wear
are going back
the
to school.
5 coats I ordered during the summer. I can wear them now.
Yeah. Yeah, I just said kids are going back to school, but I don't actually think kids should be going back to school just yet. Different subject.
Yeah, different subject.
Kids will be at home, out of my face.
Yeah, hopefully these trampolines will freeze over.
Oh, fucking trampoline.
And rust and snap and break.
Listen,
if you have a trampoline and you have children,
yeah.
here's, I believe, some rules you should stick to. Number one being throw it away. Number two being move it away from your neighbor's fence.
Yeah, it's
if
intrusive.
Anything, move it closer to the house. Nobody wants to see a kid's head bopping up and down while they're trying to watch TV. Number, whatever number I'm on. If your kid starts to scream really loudly and just doesn't shut up, maybe consider... I know I'm not telling you how to parent or I'm not parent shaming, but don't allow that to happen because other people exist in the world.
That's a really good point.
Right. End it on something positive. God. We're going shopping tomorrow.
We are. We're going
for
to shop
Halloween
for Halloween
decorations.
Stuff.
That's really
it's
nice.
It's August.
Yes.
But...
We're going to go to HomeSense. Shopping for Halloween in the UK is like shopping for paper underwater. Like, you can't find anything. Everything goes. Everything.
What?
It's like that... Squand. Do you
yes,
squand?
It's like trying to build something out of squand when you're not underwater.
Exactly, it's just regular Play-Doh.
Yeah, no, you don't know what squand is.
So what's going on? Listen, we're going shopping for stuff. It's going to be great. We're going to buy things we don't need and then have a shopping regret afterwards. And it's just going to be a nice autumnal experience for us.
Autumnal. Yeah, autumnal. It better not be hot tomorrow. I swear to God, if it's above 20, I'm just going to stay at home.
I'm really trying to end on a positive here.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So it's going to be 22 tomorrow.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's, yeah. You know what? It's you not 30. It's
we're
not above
so,
30.
Yeah, and we're so lucky to have a sun.
We're not sun-shaming.
Yeah, we're not sun-shaming. Sun-shaming, sorry. We're not sun-shaming the sun.
Yeah,
or if you have a son in your country, we're not shaming
if you have
your
own son. We're not shaming that.
Positive. I'm gonna put my thumbs up, and that's the positive we're gonna end on. All right, guys. Well,
right,
I hope you. I mean, if you're listening to us on your way to work, change your world today. Go into work and complain to everyone you know. You know. Complain
yeah, make
to
a real
children.
Impact.
Make an impact today. Tell everyone what you don't like, even though no one ever asked.
This is the thing. We're allowed to have shitty days. And this is nothing why I hate inspirational quotes. Sorry to unend the podcast. But these positive quotes are every morning. It's like, we talked about this before, but wake up, kick ass, do this, do that. It's like, no, I want an average day today. I don't have to put so much fucking effort into everything. I just want to... skirt by today.
I'm gonna sit here and smell until later on in the day.
I don't need to shower necessarily today.
My deodorant is still from yesterday. Not today.
It's 40 hours.
That's it, guys. Change your life. Change your life today.
Change your life today.
Okay, well, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll have something better next week.
What are we doing next week? Maybe we should actually put some work into it next week, hey?
Oh, I believe our older brother, Marcus Welch, is joining us on our podcast next week.
Yeah, absolutely true. I think we have something a little bit diff.
Yeah, a little bit diff.
Wait, let's not promise that, because knowing us, it will come to you an hour before and we'll be like, oh, what should we do?
We're not ready.
Not ready. Okay, well, we'll see you next
week. We'll do something.
Either way.
Yeah.
Remember, change your life and we'll see you next week. I've been Robert Welch.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You know who I am, so, you know.
Well, that's true. All right, then. Oh, rate, review, subscribe. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, God.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.